Hi, my name is Damien. Today is June 11, 2022. I'll be conducting an interview with my grandma Regina about something that impacted her life in Oxnard, California. What is something that impacted your life?
A lot of things have impacted my life. One thing in particular that I remember is about 40 years ago when I was a junior accounting clerk. Just entered the accounting profession, and our organization hired a new vice president. And the vice president's wife came into the office one day, and she wanted to meet the 25 members of the team that her husband was VP over. And so we all went to a conference room to introduce ourselves. And what happened was we stood around the room, and then she one by one would point and say, "Hi, what's your name and what do you do?" Then she went to the next person and she said, "Hi, what's your name and what do you do?" Then she came to me and she said, "Hi, what's your name and what could you be doing in the accounting department?"
Yeah, that is, no, I really wouldn't take that then. I don't know why someone would do that, but how did everyone else feel?
I felt humiliated and embarrassed, and they were my colleagues and team members. They weren't too happy about it either, because she was very hurtful. What she did was purposeful, but I connected the dots and knew that she said that because I was the only African-American there out of 25 people. And so it's just something that has stuck with me throughout my entire life and career. But what it also did was it motivated me to work hard, to have a good employment record. Although the drive was in me, I was, rather than me channeling the way I felt, turning it into anger and directing it at her or people, I took it, and it's like you take it like it's a lemon and turn it into lemonade. So it gave me an extra drive to finish school, to move up in my career. So 40 years later, I consider myself highly educated with a master's degree, and I have achieved the highest position, highest financial position,
and what CFO, is that?
Chief Financial Officer.
Nice. And what position were you when that conference?
I was junior accounting clerk, so it was entry level.
What was the conference for?
What was what conference for?
The conference. You said you guys went to the conference room.
Yeah, what happens in organizations is when we meet, even when we would have potlucks or whatever, we needed a room that had a big table and a lot of chairs, and so that's what the conference room was for. We would gather there. If we had like an announcement to make for the organization, we would go to the conference room. If we had a meeting to go to or a training, we would go to the conference room.
What was it like going from junior clerk accountant or to CFO?
It's been a long journey, and it's been a lot of jobs along the way, but it's been just good experience. When I first started junior accounting clerk, my job was to review expense reports. I did that 2 days a week. 3 days a week, I processed payroll, and I was the person in charge of unjamming the copy machine because back in the day it used to jam quite a bit. And so now I have a team assigned to me who does all those things. And what I do is I review and I sign off on things. Pierre, how many? So Yeah, I've come a long ways, but one thing I pride myself on, because I have colleagues who went straight to school and they're having challenges applying what they've learned in school. So I always pride myself on going two routes. I went the educational route, but I also have solid experience where I can combine the two, because if I have a team member out, I want that team member to know that I can roll up my sleeves, slide in there, and keep the accounting unit going rather than wait until they come back. Because regardless of what your title is, regardless of how high you are in the organization, if that particular day you need to sit at a desk and create financial statements, create journals, then I believe you should be able to do it. Whatever you ask your team members to do, you should be able to do it also.
Okay. Well, let's end the interview.